He's an educated guy who studied psychology and art in college. He is very intellectually curious. We were the same. It was a great match in our minds. Rick was always looking to learn and was going to explore every possible way to make our pitchers not only better, but also healthier. When we were together, Rick was looking into areas no other coaches were looking at. Biomechanical analysis with Dr. James Andrews, statistical probabilities associated with various pitch counts, sports psychology, and even mindfulness to figure out how to improve our pitcher's performance. What strikes me about Rick is just how open he is to new ideas, to challenging traditional thinking. That's what reframing is all about, choosing to see the world through a different lens that enables you to bring out the best in yourself and others. Rick reframed how to best achieve maximum pitching performance, especially in pressure situations. He showed that performing in the clutch is not a case of you have it or you don't. Rather, it can be learned. He successfully brought out the best in the budding young stars of our pitching staff, the big three of Barry Zito, Tim Hudson, and Mark Mulder. Perhaps even more importantly, he helped the other less physically gifted pitchers, like Chad Bradford and Corey Lytle, maximize their potential and their contributions to our team. Baseball is a game.